Progress Test 5.
My guest today is Carrie Beale, the producer of the popular TV crime series Nice Work. Carrie, this is about fraud and deception, crime that involves skill and intelligence and good planning. You've created a gang of criminals that are attractive and civilized and don't go in for violence at all. Why did you decide on this formula?
I thought it was time to get away from the usual stuff. There's a lot of violence on TV now, and programme makers are having to dream up ever more extreme ways to ring the changes on murder and bloodshed. It becomes a downward spiral and, eventually, to me, just boring and ridiculous. Actually, my formula isn't new. There have been plenty of films about brilliant frauds. I've just tried to give a modern look to what's always been a very popular subject for drama.
Yes, but however brilliant, the criminals have always ended up in jail. So far, your gang has got away with it.
There's another series in the pipeline, and who knows what'll happen at the end of that. I know there's a bit of a moral dilemma here. You can't help liking the criminals, and you have to admire their creativity. Also, their targets are not the innocent public, but other greedy, dishonest people. The victims are always extremely rich and have come by their wealth through exploitation or tax evasion or cheating of some sort. Does that make the fraud acceptable? Of course it doesn't, but it makes a good story.
I have to admit, I adore the series. And what I love is the way the deceptions are set up. There's a lot of technology involved and a huge amount of hard work and planning.
Yes. First of all, the gang has to find their target and persuade him or her that there's a lot of money to be made by investing in some project. When the target is hooked, the gang creates a completely false environment to play out the fraud, a virtual reality with Hollywood-type sets. Actors are employed and briefed, and each person trained in detail. The victim is drawn into this and very quickly relieved of his money. The scenario is so convincing, and the victim so focused on the million or so dollars he thinks he's going to make on his investment, that he doesn't ask questions.
And before he knows it, the Hollywood sets and his investment have vanished into thin air. There's a lot of psychology involved, isn't there?
Yes, especially the psychology of greed. This is the department of the gang boss, Camilla. She does research on the target, finds out his weaknesses, and plans round those. Perhaps he's desperate to join a particularly exclusive golf club with a long waiting list. Camilla persuades him she knows the people who have influence in the club and creates a scenario where he can meet them. He so badly wants this to be true that he allows himself to be taken in, and he's nicely softened up for the real business of taking his money off him.
The gang plays on his vanity and his need to be accepted in the smart world. It's cruel, really.
Yes, however much we enjoy their skill and inventiveness and laugh at the victim for his stupidity, when it comes down to it, it's an ugly business. The people the gang steals from are nasty pieces of work, but they're quite pathetic in a way, and they don't only lose their money, they lose their dignity. Another irony is that the gang never seems to make a profit, and they don't have a particularly luxurious lifestyle. Their expenses are huge. Hiring office suites, golf courses, technical equipment and so on costs a fortune. They have to pull off one crime in order to fund the next one. Perhaps they do it for the excitement and the fun, rather than the money.
And the other thing that's so clever about the series is that you manage to fool the audience as well.
Television audiences are very sophisticated. We wouldn't keep them for long if they found the storyline predictable, so we try to keep them guessing. We don't show them all the preparations that the gang make, but tease them with glimpses of someone setting up a complicated communication system, renting a glamorous venue, or rehearsing a group of actors. Then finally, like the victim, the audience is ushered into this incredible scene where the crime is to take place. And all sorts of little tricks are played, and nobody knows whether everything's going to work out or not, right up to the last minute.
Well, I hope the gang managed to stay out of jail long enough to make a few more series. Thank you, Carrie.